From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Army worms are munching their way through hay fields across Alabama and the rest of the South. MorningAgClips.com reports the adult moths migrate in from South Florida into the region each spring and summer and lay eggs in fertilized forage grasses, building their population through multiple generations and then migrating to other crops. Fall armyworm larvae feed on 60 different plant hosts, including forage grasses, corn, alfalfa, cotton, peanuts, soybeans, and most vegetables. The Dominican Republic is limiting shipments of pigs and mobilizing its military to contain the spread of African swine fever. According to AgriMarketing.com, the Dominican Ag Ministry made the announcement as the U.S. and Mexico tightened border checks to avoid spreading the infection. The U.S. and Mexico are both boosting airport inspections to stop travelers from bringing in Dominican pork products that could carry the virus. After 9 months of review, the EPA finalized its interim decision on the weed killer paraquat last Monday, effectively keeping the herbicide on the U.S. market for 15 years. Agriculture.com reports the agency decided to allow aerial applications of the chemical on a broader range of crops than it proposed last October, but also imposed additional steps to protect human health, like 50 to 75-foot buffer zones around houses when applied by air. First approved in 1964, paraquat is used on invasive weeds and grasses. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.